This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48, it's Tuesday, the 8th of June. Today is World Oceans Day, and the theme this year is the ocean, life and livelihoods. So to mark the occasion, we're turning the spotlight on the Malaysian fishing industry.
Overall, the fishing industry contributes around 1% to our country's GDP, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it represents the livelihoods of over 170,000 people. Just like other agricultural industries, the fisheries sector has been negatively impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
So joining us to talk about some of the challenges faced by the industry, we have Dr. Low Jun Yan, Assistant Professor at UCSI University. Now, he's also an advisor with the Marine Fish Farmer Association of Malaysia and a council member of the Malaysia Aquaculture Development Association, otherwise known as MADA. Now, Dr. Low, can you help us put into context the size of scale of the Malaysian fishing industry and its contribution to our economy?
First, let's look at the seafood consumption footprint per capita. According to EU Commission, surprisingly, Malaysia is the fifth highest consumption of the seafood, which is 58.6 kg. So the first one is the highest one will be the Republic of Korea, accounting for 78.5 kilograms per capita, then followed by Norway, 66.6 kg, Portugal, 61.5, and then Myanmar, 59.9, then Malaysia. So in Malaysia, marine capture fisheries, including deep sea fisheries, constitute 74.4% of fish production value at 9.3 billion ringgit Malaysia. So coastal fisheries is the major contributor, which accounting for 60% of the total landing from marine capture fisheries and worth 82% out of 9.3 billion ringgit Malaysia. So in Malaysia, aquaculture is the country represent about 20% of the total seafood production in Malaysia. The total aquaculture production in Malaysia rose steadily since 1980, and we are now produce more than 1.69 million tons of seafood for local consumption, as well as for the export. So as of 2018, the amount of seafood that our country imported were around 1 million tons, okay? At the same time, we also export 1.2 million tons of fishery products to other countries. So with that, Malaysia received $1.48 billion as a gross revenue. So majorly, the fish, the marine fish that we exported belong to grouper, sea bass, and also seaweed.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic and the series of MCOs imposed impacted the fisheries community in terms of production and jobs?
So this enforcement has inflicted several consequences on the domestic demand of fish and seafood, which resulted from food service closure, halt in tourism, and change in consumer purchasing patterns. So many restaurants have closed up their businesses. People started to purchase seafood online. People are no longer allowed to travel around, etc., etc. So all of this posed significant adverse economic effects to the local seafood consumption. In fact, Malaysia aquaculture sector has begun to feel the early wave of 50% decreases in the international seafood export from Malaysia to Singapore. So this pandemic has also caused a reduction of 12% of household incomes and also unemployment to more than 2.4 million people in accordance to the data obtained from Malaysia Institute of Economic Research. So among the unemployment statistics, there are 33% of these employees come from aquaculture sector, and many of them experience working hour reduction due to COVID pandemic. So this further causing 79% of the farmer and fishermen experience income reduction. To me, this is a serious number faced out by our local fisheries community.
What about in terms of logistics, Dr. Low? Has there been a significant disruption to the supply chain during the lockdowns?
The impact of COVID-19 is so serious, and it ripples across all stages of the supply chain. So the domestic distribution and of seafood products also hindered by the logistical difficulties. Blockages of transport routes due to police roadblock has also caused delay in delivery of some essential goods. So other transportation disruptions issues such as the slowing down on the ocean flight and air flight transportation also causing congested at the port and reduction in shipping frequency. So this problem is not only happened in Malaysia, but also seriously impacted to other Southeast Asia countries. For example, tuna export from Philippines was severely disrupted as lockdown has initiated in Malaya and causing 70% reduction on the export to Indonesia. So when we look back again on the domestic seafood supply chain, those very big wet market, for example, Selayang wholesale market has stopped operating for several times due to COVID cases. This has also created a serious problem for small scale aquaculture and fishermen as they are commonly selling their products through this market.
What kind of government assistance is available for players in the fishing industry facing economic hardship as a result of the pandemic? Is it adequate?
Oh yeah. The government has come up with several incentives and stimulus packages to help B40 and M40 groups. So these incentives are beneficial to the fishermen and also aquaculturists within the fishery industry, as most of them are in the eligibility of B40 and M40 groups. Another incentive, for example, wage subsidy program, or we call it WSB. But this incentive, however, is only partially beneficial to some big companies in the fishery sector because the program is only eligible for those under employment insurance system. So this does not include most of the foreign and part-time workers within the fishery sector. So in many cases, self-employed aquaculturists in the B40 are not registered under any governmental agency. Therefore, they might be neglected from any form of help and also support. So I think that is a need for the government agency to identify this individual via local fishery association, for example, through MADA, Malaysia Aquaculture Development Association, or MAFAM, Marine Fish Farmer Association Malaysia. So this association, they are keen to help the local farmer if they are experiencing any difficulty in their economy.
Dr. Low, I want to turn to the issue of sustainability now. How is this being addressed in our fishing industry?
Oh, actually, we have a lot of initiatives, like, for example, ASC, Aquaculture Stewardship Certification, and also MSC, Marine Stewardship Certification. So this kind of certification actually encouraging fish farmer and also fishermen to implement sustainable practices in their operation. So means that we have auditors come from this entity to monitor their farm operation as well as their operation during the capture, during the operation in the boat or on the vessel when they are operating capture activities. Yeah.
How widespread are these certification practices for now?
Oh yeah, it's still a very infancy stage. Yeah, because now we don't have many of these awareness among the fishermen in Malaysia. Okay, so our government is trying to push a lot of initiative. For example, MyGap, okay, Malaysia good aquaculture practices to local fish farmers, and MyGap is a certification that basically also focusing on the sustainability, and also in order for you to obtain the certificate from MyGap. So basically, the farmer need to comply to any procedures and protocols that set by the government on the sustainability production. Okay, so that's including some of the activities that you have to be very responsible, right? So including when you're discharging your wastewater into the river, you have to do pre-treatments, and then how you actually using the feed to feed for your marine culture species or freshwater culture species, everything has to be recorded. So everything will be in proper manner. So that is the certifications that imposed by Malaysia Fishery Government at the moment.
Thank you for your time. That was Dr. Low Jun-Yen, Assistant Professor at UCSI University. And I found this very interesting because I never knew that we had a lot of sustainability initiatives like the Aquaculture Stewardship Certification and Marine Stewardship Certification. You know, it's still very, I think public awareness on this is very, very low.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see being displayed any of these certificates in any of the shops.
Yeah, because we tend to buy our seafood like at the wet markets. I think that's the thing, right? Because
With our local fishmongers, right?
Yeah, so the certification is not visible. And the interesting thing about the fishing industry is we tend to associate it to be low value adding with poverty and poor fishermen and all that. But it is a booming industry with high value add.
But the question I always have is, are the fishermen the ones actually receiving the income, or is it down to the middlemen who unfortunately make the bulk of the
money,
right?
That's true. The distribution model is so critical here.
Yeah, and I think especially in COVID-19, where we really see this K-shaped economy and the divergence of income, that's important that the fishermen get the money at the end of the day. But up next, we're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, we have the Breakfast Grill, where Noel Lim speaks to Chin Soo Mao, the managing director of Perkat Group Berhad. That's happening in a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.